Yeah, I have no problem with people connecting as long as it's not a full-time link, and as long as I have control. If I have problems with the link, I will have to drop it. And it's usually a call sign drop. I don't care how people connect as long as it's like individual connections. I don't want big systems connected to the network. It causes a lot of problems. And people think these Raspberry Pis are hubs, and they're really not. And they really cause problems and a lot of strain on the server. So, yeah, I got a little some rules. But, yeah, I got no problem for you to connect over here on D-Star. It's 835 Bravo. 835 Bravo. And that's the reflector. And, yeah, I got a few other repeaters actually connected on 835 Bravo. One is over there in California on top of Oak Mountain. And I think there's another one in Santa Clarita that's connected to me right now. But he comes and goes, so I don't know if he's there or not. I can go look real fast and see if he's connected. And no, he's not connected right now. But on the weekend, he's usually connected. So I think it's just to listen to Newsline. Just saying. And then, oh, yeah, and then for the All-Star system, we actually have a few connections, and that's the Mount Lemmon repeater, the Tucson hub, the 85JK Lone Star link system over there in Dallas, Texas. Some of his stuff's over there in Uvalde, Texas. He's also on D-Star. And then there's Ramona, but Ramona only connects on the weekends for the Newsline stuff. And let's see what else goes on. Oh, there's so many things. So many things happen at the same time, and a lot of connections between P25, NXDN, YSF, DMR, D-Star, et cetera. I have all the modes in here, M17 even. M17, yeah, I got M17 in here also. Anyway, hopefully that answers your question. Check out the website, wmrasystem.com. It'll give you more information about the network. It's pretty wild. KE6GBK.